I salute thy voice and praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Believers, clap your hands and shout the living amen. Oh, come on, do it better, do it better, do it better. You want to be seated, everyone, and welcome someone by your side to the house of the Lord. Tell the person, I trust God, your life will never be the same this evening. Oh, come on, you are telling the person, I trust God, your life will never be the same. We are continuing our journey on the anointing. Are you sure you're excited about that? I can't feel your excitement. I said we are continuing the journey on the anointing. And as we are talking about the anointing, your life and destiny is taking shape. And new things are happening in your life. Amen. God richly bless you for making time with us tonight. Hallelujah. We got to looking at the issues with the anointing, which is the power of the Lord. And we said the number one issue with the anointing is that the anointing can flow only when there is a vessel. That no matter the anointing God wants to bless this generation with, it will require the availability of a vessel. The absence of a vessel will mean the absence of the operation of a particular anointing. Because anointings don't hang in the air. Anointings operate in the anointed, in people. I pray that the eyes of the Lord that goes to and fro will find us qualified in order to deposit this anointing in our life. Amen. We have explained that the anointing of the Lord is not limited to pulpit ministry. The anointing of the Lord is necessary for whatever we will become. In the days of old, if the children of Israel were to occupy any office in life, like the king, like the priest, like the prophet, like anything significant, the likes of Bezalel and Aholiab were anointed to occupy the office of designers. Designers. And so that means that whatever trade, whatever field, whatever thing you want to do with your life, you need the requisite anointing to make that thing possible in your life. Can I have an amen? You need the power of God to make you a fashion designer. You need the power of God to make you a good artist. You need the power of God to make you a lawyer, a professor, to make you a good student. You need the power of God. Whatever you do with your hand, even a trader, a businessman, a businesswoman, a farmer like Abraham, Isaac, and Co., they all operated by the power of the Lord. So aside pulpit ministry, whatever you are involved with, you can still trust God that He will drop into your life and will impart you with the necessary power for you to have realization of that thing in your heart. I pray that may the anointing that will make you a celebrity, may it come upon you. The anointing that will cause your family to celebrate and to mention your name for good, that anointing will drop into your life. Shout your loudest amen if you believe that. And so we said after the first issue with the anointing, there is another issue with the anointing. That is, there is a high price to pay for the anointing. There is a high price. The anointing is not cheap. Heaven's treasure is not cheap. The anointing is heaven's treasure and it's very valuable. It's very, very valuable. It's more expensive than the most expensive treasure on earth, because the anointing is a heaven treasure. And God gives it to people who are very special. God gives them to people who qualify, who are able to pay the price. And we said, what is the price? From Isaiah 55, from verse 1, he said, "Oh, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. That means that come and buy and eat. This one doesn't require money. So if you don't even have money, come buy and then eat. That means that when it comes to the anointing, money doesn't matter. When it comes to the anointing, it's not about your pocket. When it comes to the anointing, it's not about what you have, the money you have. And then he tells us that come to the waters, you without money. Come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without honey and without cost. Amen. So all that he told them to do in order for them to have something which does not attract money and cost is to come. And we have explained that to come simply means to gravitate towards something. So when I ask you come, you will come towards me. When I tell you go, you will go away from me. So when the Bible says come, it means make some steps towards the anointed. When you realize that, oh, there is an anointing that can make me a professor. I want to be a professor. There's an anointing that can make me the richest man or the richest woman. There's an anointing that can come upon me and make me a married woman or make me a fruitful woman or make me whatever I want to do on earth. There's a power of God that must come upon me to make me have that thing. Once you get that understanding and you start doing things that will take you to that power or to that anointing, you are fulfilling what we call come. And that is all the price that is needed for us to be anointed. Can I have an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand? And so we studied more into that, and because of that, we started looking at the steps that is involved when we are coming to the anointing, the steps. And we said, number one, the first step is the step of total consecration. That is absolute holiness. Total consecration, absolute holiness. When you want to be anointed or you want to carry the grace of God, it's important that you will separate yourself from unrighteousness and impure things. Just like in the occultic realm, if you want to become rich and you are whatever, you go to even seek the power of the devil. Purity is required there. It may not be our kind of purity, but they will also ask you, don't eat this, don't do this. Even for some of the people, they are asked not to even touch a woman. Yeah, for some of the people, for a particular time when the ritual is going on, you are not supposed to do this, you are not supposed to do that, you are not supposed to do this. So, you see, purity is a principle for power. Everywhere you go, wherever you go, purity. When you go to the medical field, if you want to be very healthy and very powerful, they will tell you, don't eat sugar, don't eat this, even salt, don't take this, even ice water. It is one of the things that you will be advised against, that it weakens your heart. If you want your heart to be strong, you don't drink chilled water. Amen. Now, these are things that make you strong. You understand? In the same way, when it comes to the realm of the spirit, for you to carry some power and for you to carry some anointing in order for you to become whatever God wants you to be, there are some codes of conduct, some purity measures that you must take in order for you to have power, because purity precedes power. Purity produces power. Purity gives birth to power. And I pray that as you walk pure, may you see the power of God. I said, as you walk pure, may you see the power of God. He said, the level to which you subscribe to righteousness or to holiness is what will determine the power. You submit to God, you will be able to resist the devil. We have studied so much into total consecration. Now, number two, today, after maintaining purity, in order for God to bless you, in order for God to empower you, how can you be anointed? How can you be anointed? How can you walk with the power of God? As a young man, as a young woman, you command influence among your friends. You become special. God has favored you. When you pray, things happen. When you ask God for blessings, they happen. When you say, devil, leave me alone, the devil leaves you alone. You carry some level of anointing. How can you carry those kind of levels of anointing? Aside you being holy and you being pure like Jesus did, being holy, and so God anointed the oil of gladness. Aside doing that, you need to do this number two, which will make you walk in power. And that number two is called servanthood. Say servanthood. Or say servanthood. Servanthood. That means that to be a servant, to serve, to serve, to be a servant. That is simply the meaning. To minister to someone. To minister to someone. To wait on someone. To serve. To minister. To wait on someone. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. You have to understand that almost all good leaders were once followers. Almost all good leaders. Rarely will you find a good leader who was not a follower. almost all good leaders were once followers. For you to become successful as a manager with followers, it means that you should have followed someone. I heard something about becoming a surgeon. If you want to become a surgeon, you want to be able to conduct operation and then all those things, you first have to watch. And so for some time or about a year or some few years of your life, all that is required of you is called watch. You just follow and watch. And if you say you are too big to watch, you cannot become a surgeon. Are you following me? So you follow all the big surgeons, and all that you are doing is stand by and you are watching. You don't touch. Say you don't touch. You don't get the opportunity to take the blade and cut somewhere. All you do is to watch. And that is what a lot of people don't like. When you ask them that just follow the man of God, you do nothing. Watch. They think, today, why am I not going to church? Today, I'm not on program. So when they are not on program, they don't go to church or they don't go early. Because they don't understand that the first step to the anointing or the first step to become a leader, to just watch. And then they also say that the first step is watch. The second step is assist. That's the second step. The second step is assist. Do you know the assist? That's when I tell you, take the scissors for me. Take this for me. Take the syringe for me. Take the light. Hold this for me. So as they are doing now, you get to the level where now you'll be asked to pick this, to pick that, to do this, to pick that. But you not to touch the body of the patient. You will only be running errands. And that is where a lot of us, we don't want to. We don't want to be in the position where somebody is giving us orders. If you do not receive orders, you cannot give orders. That's the truth. If you have never been under command, you can never be in command. Have you heard what I'm trying to say? If you have never been, that is why in school, before you become a senior, you must first be a junior. Nobody can skip it. You can't skip it. You can't just enter into the school and you're a senior. You must, of a necessity, be a junior. Because your ability to be a junior is what will determine how good you will be as a senior. It's very, very important. But a lot of people are trying to jump over the step of servanthood in order to be very anointed, in order to be very powerful, in order to be good. You want to own a shop. You have never worked with someone who has a shop before. The probability that you will make mistake for the first 5 years is high. You have never run somebody's business before. You want to run your own business. Once you have never helped someone to run a business, it is very sure that your first few years, you have to learn by mistakes. And that's why it's more costly. Because that one, you pay for it. You waste a lot of resources. But if you had the chance to also work with someone in that field, see that by the time you set up yours, you know the intricacies and the secrets and you know how to do the thing. So you will not waste a lot of resources, unlike someone who just jumped into the field and the person had not served anyone. Are you following me? That is why before you become a master, you must first be an apprentice. You must first be an apprentice. And you see some people who are apprentices, like maybe fashion designers and hairdressers and those people. And then when they are asked to just go and be there for their boss to send them without doing any job, they think that is a waste of time. But you see, if you are not able to follow someone, you cannot be a good one when you become a leader. You can't be a good one. Okay? And even you will not get the grace for it. That's why the Bible says that whoever is not faithful with another man, you cannot have yours. For you to have yours, you must first be faithful. Genesis 30 verse 30, Jacob said, I came here, you had little. And now the Lord has increased you because of me. When shall I go to also do mine? But before you ask that question, you should have been faithful like he was. You should have been faithful to grow somebody else's. Then you have the experience to succeed. Are you following me? Tell somebody by your side, who are you serving? Who are you serving? Who are you serving? Whatever you want to become, you have to first serve. See, even in the field of politics, nobody can just get up, pan, and become president. It will not happen. It will not happen. You will have to serve someone. You will have to be in a team and be also pasting people's posters. You will have to also finance people's campaign when you are not the one. You will have to be handling some constituencies and be managing something, helping another to be there. When you are able to do that, you qualify to also be promoted one day. And that is why some time ago, in the circle of the MPP, when Alan Cash was contesting with Nana Addo, they asked him to step down. He step down and help this one so that where he lives, we can rally behind you. If you don't serve him, we will not rally behind you. Because he has also served Kufuor and served other people. So it is his turn. You to sit down. You can't come, young man, and just come and overtake the old people. You have to go through. You have to serve someone. I will say, that business you are doing, have you served before? That's why you are struggling. Have you served someone before? So you want to do ministry, and you cannot serve your pastor. You cannot serve a man of God. You cannot serve a man of God. You will never carry the anointing. You will not. Because the anointing comes by servanthood. Nobody can rise without going through the ladder of servanthood. It is a prerequisite to greatness. It is a prerequisite. It is by force. You can't scale it. You can't use shortcuts. If you use shortcuts, they will cut your destiny short. You will have to go through the same tunnel. Even for Jesus to be able to rise up, he had to submit to John the Baptist. He submitted to someone he was bigger than when it comes to heaven and comes to the affairs of God. John the Baptist said that I am not even qualified to lay hands on your sandals, to even lace it or to even tie it. And yet Jesus says, so that all righteousness will be perfected. What's the meaning of that? So that we will do all things right, so that you and I can learn from him, that we too, we can humble ourselves. And so whether you come from the university or whatever, and you want to be a fashion designer, you can't come with your university degree and go and tell the madam that I came from the university, so I'm now the senior over all your workers. Once you get there, you fetch water. Once you get there, you wash the whatever, hair dryer, whatever. It doesn't matter. Once you get there, you are last apprentice. You will sweep. You will clean. They will send you. People who have not even been to poly, they will send you the degree, whatever. Because you need to be a servant. You must serve in order to be saved. That's how it is. How many of you want God to empower you to become successful? You must find someone to serve. Find someone to serve. If you are in this church, you are doing ministry, find your pastor. Serve your pastor. If you are in a ministry in this church, serve the leader over there. Make sure you are supporting the leader there. Because if you are not supporting the overseer of maybe this territory, and one day you want to be a territory overseer, or you want to be a ministry overseer over the choir, over the ashes, over this, and you are admiring, and the one day you are sabotaging the person, you are always looking for complaints to sabotage the person, trust me, you will never catch the grace to become it. You will not, but you have to be faithful, and you have to support whoever is above you. Support. Once you are able to support, I see you rising up. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1, quickly. Joshua 1 verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now, after Moses died, there were other people there that God could have used. God could have selected Aaron. God could have selected Eleazar, Aaron's first son, who was the priest. God could have selected Moses' own children. Where were they? I'm sure that they were enjoying with their father Moses. The anointing doesn't go to children who enjoy with their father. It's children who serve their father. So even my biological children, when they are born and they don't serve me, they will not catch the anointing. They will catch my money, but they can't catch the anointing. Yes, they will be able to catch my car, catch my shoe, catch everything, but for the anointing, it's a spiritual thing. If you don't serve it, you will never get it. The anointing gravitates towards where it is appreciated and worshipped and served. That's how the anointing works. The anointing, it moves to a place of high concentration of service. It moves from lower to a place of high concentration. When the anointing sees that this is the place it is appreciated, it goes there. That's why Jesus only went to the villages where they appreciated him. And so he worked a lot of miracles. But when he went to his own hometown, where they knew him as a carpenter, And so when he got there, he said, who is this guy to us? Don't we know this guy? Is he not a carpenter in this area? We used to play football with him. He just grew up now. He says he's now a pastor. The anointing will never work for them. So the Bible said Jesus couldn't do any miracle. So he left there. When he went to the next town, the miracle started flowing. So the anointing is only attracted to the places where they are sent, where they are worshipped, where they are appreciated. So any anointing over my life that you don't appreciate, you don't practically say, you will never carry it. It is a spiritual ministry. You see, I've been telling you that men are not the giver of the anointing. When any man say, I will transfer my anointing to you, he's saying it based on a revelation. But trust me, the anointing can never go to a man unless God gives to the man. It's not from a pastor. Otherwise, every man of God will give the anointing to his own children. I'm telling you. Because when you give birth, automatically you get some natural love. Whether the child is blind or not. Haven't you seen it before? Whether the child is crippled or not. You can give birth power. You see the head of the child. See that the head of the child doesn't look like you. That is not nice. Everybody will say your child doesn't look nice. But for you, you are passionate about your baby. You love your baby. Why? God gave you that love. It comes once you give birth. It comes. And so every pastor would have transferred his anointing to his children. So God didn't give us that right. The anointing only falls on those who are serving the anointing. You can give other things to your children, but the anointing part, the mantle, it will look for the one who is serving it. To look for that one. And so if your son is not the one serving it, you will not get it. If you see any pastor's son who is carrying his father's anointing, it means that he caught the revelation of serving his father. Are you following me? Say servanthood. Now in this church, are you serving your father? You should ask yourself, what do you do for your pastor to catch his anointing? Mr. Shepherd, Madam Shepherd, what are you doing aside admiring him, minister, teach, preach, pray for sick, heal, whatever, aside those things, what are you doing? The Bible says that after Moses died, God bypassed the long queue of special people and he chose Joshua. Why? Because it says that Joshua, the son of Nun, who had served Moses, Aaron was a co-equal over there. Aaron was sitting there enjoying with Moses. When Moses say, Aaron too will say. Moses can say this decision. Aaron too will say his own. Even in his absence, he made idol for people to worship. He was another leader like Moses. So the anointing bypassed him. Bypassed all the clergy, children, and all of, and went to a soldier man who just loved the man and was serving the man. The Bible says that Joshua, the one who poured water on the hands of Moses. That was the description of Joshua. The man who poured water on the hands of Moses. That means that he was not just saying, oh, Moses my pastor. He poured water. What do you pour on your pastor's hands? Some of you pour insults in your head. Am I teaching Bible? And those of you who are working in different places, you pour insult on the heads of your bosses. Yes. But you want to catch the anointing to own your soul. Forget it. I'm telling you, I'm teaching you a spiritual principle. You don't respect your boss. I'm not sure you can own yours. It's a spiritual, you can't break it. It is as dangerous as that. You know me, I only teach you the truth. You know I'll teach you the truth. So I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about your shop. I'm talking about your workplace. I'm talking about that uncle you are working for. That brother you are working for. That sister you are working for. I'm talking about that woman you are working for. And you have been stealing her items and selling. I'm talking about that one. I'm talking about that one. If God is looking for someone to bless with money, you are stealing from your boss. You are disqualified. You have hijacked your boss's customers and you do behind the scene business with them. And your boss will be complaining that there are no customers.
but you know that you have shared the customers with your boss. Because now you meet them behind the store. Amen. Are you following my teaching? I know it's not attractive. I didn't come to attract you in any way. Say servanthood. A good attitude. That's what I'm saying. A good. Say, oh God, help me to be of a good attitude. Tell God to help you to be of a good attitude. Say, God, help me to be of a good attitude. Say it, I want to hear. Not just your pastor. Your pastor will make you catch these anointings that you see on me. But also, where you are working, be of a good attitude so that you can catch the grace for that business. You can catch the grace for that profession. Otherwise, you only be catching the grace for preaching. You will not catch any grace for that kind of trade and that thing that you are learning. You will not prosper in that one because over there you are failing in that principle. You only respect your pastor. That is all. So you will get the grace for ministry. But maybe you have other things you are doing, and God has positioned you under different people also. Serve them, so that by the time you are leaving, God will empower you for you to also have your own. Say faithfulness. It's very, very important. But I'm not preaching well today. You want to receive it, right? You want to receive it. So that I'll release some prophecies for you. So they didn't come to receive it. You see, when you go to the hospital, the doctor doesn't say receive it. The doctor injects you. Whether you like it or not, he will inject you. It's not about whether you are ready to receive or not. So today is not receiving. Today is injection service. Injection. God, you don't respect your bosses. You don't honor them. Always they are complaining, saying things against you. And you come to church and I keep pouring anointing oil on you. And you keep frustrating us with your own bad attitude out there. See, a good attitude. God called Joshua. Why? Who had served Moses? Who have you served? Before I came into ministry, I served my life. My life has been serving people. I served my man of God for years. I washed. I ironed. I polished. I was weeding. Several things following. Sometimes because of my man of God, I'll go home very late. Because until he goes, I don't go. Sometimes late in the night, his car will break down. I will walk with him. He will tell me, oh, I'll go, because I was a young boy. But I'll follow him. Sometimes I'll follow him to almost a lang before I'll walk back. Because his bag is heavy and I want to carry it till we get there. Sometimes middle of the night, because we come to pray till midnight, and then he's going, I'll carry his bag. He'll tell me, go home, but I'll refuse to go. I'll carry the bag until I've followed him several places, served him every instruction. So if today I am also a pastor over here, that grace came because I served another man, more than 10 years of my life was dedicated to serving another man. Amen. And as of now, I'm still serving other people. Serving. When I see an anointing somewhere, I connect. This time around, I may not get a chance to be doing ironing and other things. But now, my money can serve. My presence can be there to show honor. I can go and do something to support. Like what I do with Bishop now. I serve in a different way. So, ask the one by you, what are you doing to serve your pastor in this church? What are you doing? You may not get a chance to weed. You may not get a chance to iron. But you must look for a way that you are serving. Serving the anointing. Because when you serve the anointing will work for you. Any anointing you serve, when the anointing is released, you are the first to benefit from. That's how it works. When the anointing is released, then you will catch it first. Because you are the one who serves it. It's not the one who hangs around it. Amen. Number three. After serving, number three, an attitude of fasting. If you want to catch an anointing, you must begin to fast. It's a spiritual principle. Now write down, fasting enhances the speedy release of power. Fasting enhances the speedy release of power. That means that fasting makes the power come quickly. You can be eating and praying, that's fine, but fasting will make it like a catalyst. Fasting alters the rate of metabolism or the rate of the reaction. Amen. And so when you fast, it makes that power that could have come, you see, over a long period of time, it makes it begin to come in a very fast way, in a shorter time. Are you following me? So fasting enhances the release of the power of God. It is not begging God. Fasting is not about begging God to do something. Rather, fasting gets you empowered in order to face the issues of life. Fasting is not about saying, I'm going to fast, I'm going to cry and beg God. No, that's not it. Fasting is that you wait. Is it? Even in the occultic realm, there are days they fast. Yes, there are days they fast. Satanists. One man of God was in the aeroplane, sat by a certain simple, good-looking man, elderly man. And so, he observed that when the air hostess come with wine, the man would say, no, thank you. When they come with chicken, no, thank you. When they come with water, no, thank you. Ah, everything, and he is the pastor, everything that comes, he takes and drinks some. Chickenanto comes, he takes and drinks some. Mememe comes, he takes and drinks some. Kibabi ki comes, he takes everything that comes, he's making good use of his money. Then this man, so at a point in the journey, he had the opportunity to say hello and started talking to the man. Then he told the man, I suppose you are a Christian because you are on a fast, because I see that you are not taking anything that will serve you. Do you know what the man said? The man said, Satan forbid. When he told him that, I suppose you are a Christian who is fasting, because everything that comes, you reject it. The man says, Satan forbid. For me to be a Christian, Satan forbid. He said, I am a Satanist. And we are fasting and praying all over the world that the churches will collapse, pastors will fornicate, churches will break down, people will... So we are fasting all over the world. That is our work. Meanwhile, he is the next pastor in America, taking chikinanto, mememe, kebab, meat pie, every drink. Immediately he started speaking in tongues. He realized that the battle is not for the strong. As you are there chewing, people are working things. Satan forbid. Listen to me. Even Satanists, they know how to fast. Even occultic, you go to the occultic realm and find out that they are supposed to fast their body. Fast their body of food, fast their body of water, fast their body of sex, fast their body of certain things. They fast in order to get power. You see, fasting is a spiritual principle. Even health-wise, it has been proven that when you fast, it helps you to improve in your health. When you fast, you see, every day when you are eating, your system is working. Some of you, even in your sleep, you still eat. So even your dreams, your system is still working. Some of you eat, and when you even go to sleep, you are still eating in the dream. So even your body is still... Some of you, by your bedside, there's still some popcorn, something. Always your body is working, or drinks. So always your body needs to break down some sugar, break down something. Always there's some... So you see, the only time your body gets rest, so that your cells and your organs can and tissues can begin to heal themselves and relax, so that they can now get new strength to continue the work, is your process of fasting. But if you don't fast, see that your body will work out till they start breaking down. Your organs will work out till they start breaking down. So it is very, very good to even subscribe to fasting. As an individual, even when there is no spiritual reason for it, it's good that at least within the week there's a day you set aside that, oh, let my body rest from this time to that time, so that it can heal itself, it can be able to support itself. Can I have an amen? Amen. You see, and when it comes to the realm of the spiritual, fasting is very, very important. It's a key to provoking the anointing over our life. Luke chapter 4, verse 2. Luke chapter 4, verse 2. Being 40 days tempted of the devil,
And in those days, he did not eat anything. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And Jesus returned, verse 14, in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went about fame or news of him throughout all the region, ran about him. The Bible says that for 30 years, he was known for no spiritual record. For 30 years, he was not known for anointing. He was only known as a carpenter's son. But in Luke chapter 4, when he was led by the Spirit to the wilderness, for 40 days he ate nothing. He fasted and he became hungry. So when you fast, you will be hungry. He fasted until he became hungry for 40 days. The Bible says that in verse 14, now when he came down, news about him spread abroad. Fame of him spread abroad. That means that when you key into the system of fasting, or you get yourself into fasting, God is able to empower you that fame about you, greatness, exploits that you begin to do, it will begin to spread your fame. It will begin to take you to the ends of the world. I pray that as we enter into a time of fasting and prayer from next week, may God drop an anointing that will change your destiny forever. May God drop an anointing that will change your future forever. Jesus came down in Matthew 17 and saw his disciples. He came down from an all night with a tree. And when he came, he saw the rest of the disciples. They were arguing and struggling with a little boy who was possessed with demons. They were struggling. They were doing out. The spirit was not going. Out, menko, out, menko. Have you seen that thing before? Yes. Some of the demons, they are very stubborn. And they were casting out this spirit. Casting it out, and the spirit was not going. The Bible said for the whole day until Jesus came. When Jesus came, Jesus became angry, rebuked the spirit left. And they were very surprised. Do you know why they were surprised? Because you see, a day before, Jesus sent them two by two. And when they went, they came back. They went to cast out devils. So they came back. When they came back, you know what they told Jesus? They said, oh, wow. Sure, it's nice, Papa. If the demons were subjected to us, that means that we became supermen wherever we went. People were super. That is why when the man came and didn't meet Jesus, he gave it to the apprentice. Because he knows that the apprentice are as good as Jesus. He met them last time at Odoko. They were casting out devil. So when he came, he saw Bartholomew, saw James, the son of Alphaeus, and left his sons for them. And Bartholomew cast it out. Then Philip will say, I adore you. Hey! And they were doing, using all sorts of skin. This is strategies, and the spirit was not going. So they said, yesterday's own went though. Why is it that today's own is not going? They didn't understand. When Jesus came and Jesus did it in a snap of a finger, they cornered Jesus afterwards and said, now you tell us, yesterday you told us we should do this and it worked. Today we did the same thing, it didn't work. And then he told them, this kind. That means yesterday, the ones you met, they were last corpora. Last corpora demons. They were those. Today, the one you met is called adjutant. He's a 2IC. The one you met today, he has a rank. This one goeth not except by fasting and prayer. That means that yesterday's own can go with your fufu. Yesterday's own can go with your banku. Yesterday's own, you can cast it out after you finish killing some tools out here, and still the demon will acknowledge it because his level is very low. But you see, there are others that are seals. There are others that are adjutant. There are others that are flight lieutenant. There are others that are colonel. Those ones, they don't go by tools out here. You can't cast them out by your continual use of chicken, fried rice, pizza. Those ones don't cast them out. Tell the one by you that you are the one pastor is talking to. That's why you have no power. Every day your mouth is busy. The demons in your father's house, they don't understand the grammar called pizza. They don't understand the grammar called shawarma. They don't understand. You, your ministry is a shawarma ministry every day. You are chewing shawarma, you are cappuccino.
These are the things that fancy you, Mr. Christian. Cappuccino with pizza. So when we say you should fast, you start thinking about Auntie Melly. Because for 1 week you can't afford to miss Auntie Melly lunch. You can't afford. How will you carry power? Ask the one by you, sound super way. How will you carry anointing? How? Just explain to us. This kind, that means there are kinds. Listen, all demons are not the same. Do you understand me? All demons are not the same. So maybe yesterday you went to the service, you didn't pray, you didn't fast. When you went to say, all things are happening, the following day you are going in the same spirit, my friend. Because those you cast out, Omako Fair, Omu Senior Brothers, they are coming. You want the beat, you don't have to go and look for Aluta guys to come and then fight for you. So the Bible says that when an evil spirit comes and it goes to look for others, serving others that are stronger than him. So even among the devils, they acknowledge those who are stronger than others. Amen. And they go to rally them and they come to come and fight you. And so you think yesterday you said out and things were happening. So today you are going to eat meh. Then you just go and say out. And so the spirit made useless out of their ministry until Jesus came there. And Jesus told them that yesterday I didn't tell you. Yesterday those I sent you to. Those I sent you to. They were security officers. This one, they are armor men. They have guns. So this one, you don't just say, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Hey! You think it's this trouble that cast out this one. Amen. Amen. That is why a lot of you pray and nothing happens. Everywhere you go, prophets tell you there's a spirit from your mother's house. When would that spirit go? When? Aren't you tired of hearing it? You keep casting it out, they are not going. Those prophets also see it and tell you they cast out, they don't go because it's not their size also. They have eyes, but they don't fast. And this kind goeth not by eyes, it goeth by fasting. So you see that one thing, 15 prophets will see, they will tell you, and you will keep going through the same thing. So they saw it, but the authority to cast them out, they don't have. Don't you see people? Sometimes you will see somebody stealing, but you are not a policeman, you can't arrest the person. You only say, see, he's picking the pocket. So, see, but you don't have the authority to arrest. They have the eyes, they don't have the authority. If God helps you and you see a man who is not even a prophet, but a man who submits totally to God and is anointed and powerful and is just praying a general prayer and you are just in that meeting and he commands out, you see the spirit just moves out and you are without him coming to you to tell you, I see this, I see this, I see that. But he's a man under authority. He says to one, go and he goeth. And to another, go and he goeth. That is the difference. That's the problem. Amen. Amen. Are you following? Yes. Tell somebody this year you have to get a vision for fasting. Vision for fasting. You must have a plan. Every month, every week, you should have at least a day that you fast. Every week, at least a day. Otherwise, your prayers will not make any much impact. Oh, because the spirit that you are dealing with, Jesus, look at him. He never sinned before. The Bible says that the anointing God gave him was without measure. Yet, he fasted. You have committed all sorts of atrocities. You have done all sorts of sins before. So if Jesus had to fast, what must you do? I wish there's another word that is beyond fasting. I just wish I can get another word. Jesus, the holy man, had to fast. And you, Bartholomew, you are eating. They were always eating. Do you know why I know they were always eating? Because Jesus told them that except by fasting, that means you don't fast. And two, the Pharisees came to Jesus at one point to accuse Jesus. That we see that God the Baptist disciples, they are always fasting. But as for your people, every day we see them towards that joint, kill. We don't know whether you are the one who sends them or it is their own food. But one thing we know is that your team, you don't fast. That's what they came to tell Jesus.
And Jesus had to defend them and tell them that, you know what, it's because the bridegroom is with them and all that.
But the truth, so Jesus admitted that they don't fast. I'm here with them, so they are not fasting. But after I go, they must fast. So they were not fasting. Bros, the way you don't fast, eh? Oh yeah, mobo. Christian, you don't fast. Now remember, who name said they are fasting? Say they are here for 1 day in a week. Who did it from day 1 to day 7? Wow. You are a miracle. You are a sign and a wonder. You are able to eat from Monday to Sunday. You need to be investigated. We need to find out whether you really have a spiritual. Because what sort of power will you have? You have no power. You will have no power. You need to fast and pray. Tell somebody, begin to fast. This 40 days fasting and prayer, it is your opportunity to plug into power. Plug into power. Plug into power. This year must answer for you. The demons who didn't listen to you last year, this year they must kowtow to you. You must be part of the 14 days fasting and prayer and plug in to power. You must be part. Clap your hands for them. Amen. Hallelujah. The next thing after fasting is that you have to be committed to the word. Either Bible reading and messages, that's the word. Commitment to the word of God. Commitment. You see, this year you must draw your vision plan. And reading the Bible 2 chapters a day should be one of your vision plan every day. Reading 2 hours a day should be somebody's vision plan. 1 hour a day should be somebody's vision plan. Because you see, when you key into a serious Bible reading and Bible study, keep yourself to the word of God, you plug into the source of power. The word of God is the source of all power. Can I have an amen? Oh, can I have an amen? John chapter 6 verse 63. The Bible says, it is the spirit that gives life or that quickens. The flesh, it profits nothing. Fleshly things, all the things you run after, they don't give you anything. It is the spirit that gives you everything. Life itself is a spiritual thing. Life itself. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Do you understand that? That means that Jesus is saying that every word that is in the word of God or spoken out of the mouth of an anointed man is like a spiritual port. Do you know a port? A port is like a, you know, blackberry. Blackberry. What's your hometown people call Yoyi? You know blackberry. Now, blackberry is a port. A black port. When you break the port, you get the fruit in it, right? Now, every word of God is a spiritual port. I didn't say it's Yoyi. Don't go and say that I said the word of God is like Yoyi. That's not what I said. I'm just comparing. I said the word of God is a spiritual port that contains two things. Jesus says what? Spirit and life. So whenever you take the word of God, you are plugged in your life into two things. Spirit and life. Spirit and activeness. The word of God will make you alive. That is, your spiritual life will become alive. It will even affect your natural life. It can heal you, it can deliver you just by reading the word. Are you following me? Just by focusing on the word. It has healing power. It can touch your body, your organs. How do we heal people? By speaking over them. And the words contain life and health, life, spirit, and enters and open the eyes of blind. And cause the crippled bones that are broken and weak to receive strength. Why? Because words carry spirit. Say, words carry spirit. Words carry spirit. So the word of God that you see, the Bible that you see, they are spirit. And that's the anointing. That's the anointing. So anytime you pick the word of God, you have taken the power of the Lord or the anointing of God. When you eat it, when you feed upon it, you will start growing in the spirit. You will start increasing in the anointing. I pray that anytime you will read the word of God, may your anointing increase. May your gauge of power increase. May your gauge of anointing increase. The words that I speak to you,
They are spirit. And they are life. So the anointing of God is in his word. So his word is already anointed. His words are, when we just speak the word of God, it can just cast out devils. It's true. Just the word. Sometimes I'll be preaching. Just preaching. You see that the anointing will pick someone in the crowd. That is it. The word that you are speaking. Or sometimes I'll just be praying right from here. And the anointing will just, the words are anointed. You see someone just singing and they are anointed. The words are anointed. The words are anointed. The words are anointed. So if you want to be anointed, get connected to your word of God, your Bible. Amen. Tell the one by you, when was the last day you read your Bible? That's why you are a Christian without anointing. That's why. That's the reason. Now, in the same life, the word of God that is also preached by an anointed vessel like me, it has the anointing. Can I have an amen? The word of God that comes out of my mouth is anointed. So anybody that is ready to carry an anointing must of a necessity be ready to be hearing my words in your ears every time. It's true. That's a shortcut. The Bible and anointed messages from men of God. These are ways. I'm sure you have to have the anointing of God. Steps to the anointed. You must of a necessity be connected to an anointed preaching. You must be listening to it in the morning. Listen to it in the afternoon. In the evening, if I sleep with it. Once you are connected to hearing messages, listening to your pastor's message, you will begin to receive deposits of the anointing. It works like magic. It works better than Bible school, I'm telling you. Bible school is important. I went to Bible school. But I'm telling you that you can cut the anointing to be very powerful just by listening to your pastor every day. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 1. He said, and he said to me, son of man, watch it, son of man, stand on your feet and I will speak to you. Then verse 2. So he started speaking to him. This is the prophet speaking. Verse 2. Then the spirit, the anointing, see that over here the spirit, he used capital S. So as he started speaking, then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, entered into me and set me upon my feet. Listen to me. If you want the anointing to enter into you and set your business on your feet, and set your ministry on your feet, and set your finances on your feet, then you need to be connected to listening to messages. Because anytime you are listening to a message, the words are entering into you. The words of the prophet is entering into you. The words of the anointed is entering into you. And as the words are entering into you, it is setting you on your feet. It's setting your destiny on your feet. It's setting your plans on your feet. It's setting your ministry on your feet. I declare over your life that every word you listen to, may you receive the anointing behind it. May you receive the anointing behind it. And as he spoke to me, so as you are listening to the message, that anointing is pouring. Then healing anointing is pouring. Then deliverance anointing is pouring. Then preaching anointing is pouring. Then financial anointing is pouring. Then leadership anointing is pouring. Then anointing to marry is pouring. Anointing for favor is pouring. Anointing for financial breakthrough is pouring. Receive it in the name of Jesus. As he spoke to me. If you are here, you don't listen to message, I pity you. You don't know what you are doing. You must be connected to my messages. That's why we give you messages for free. Because we want every one of you to be anointed. And so take messages for free from the media unit anytime you come here. Go there, they will give you a bunch of messages. Listen to them whilst you are in the car going to work. Buy earpiece, every one of you. Have your own earphone. Because the system will not help you to listen to message. You must create ways of listening to message. One of the ways is buy earpiece when you leave here. Take this as the prophetic direction I'm giving you. Go and buy earpiece. When you wake up in the morning and you are supposed to be sweeping your house, put the message on and be sweeping. As you are praying, pray with the message. As you are sitting in the car, have your ear, instead of listening to those people confusing you, put earpiece in your ears and be soaking the message. You see, one message, you can repeat it over and over, and it's anointing. I don't know, but I've listened to last week's message. I've soaked it. How many of you have listened to last week's message? Last week, Wednesday's message on the anointing. It is fire. It is fire. It is fire. Anytime I listen to it, it touches me. It moves me from one level. It sets me up on my feet. When I don't feel like praying, it all of a sudden makes me energized. And I feel like praying. That's the anointing. Say the anointing. It's in the message. It's free. It's in the message. Just grab the messages. Just grab the messages. Just grab the messages. Listen to it over and over. Over and over. Love to come to church. When someone asks you, why do you like going to church like that? I say, I'm going to charge my battery. Love to come to church. Because anytime you come, you will have an anointed man to speak into your life. You will get an anointed man to release into your life. And as he's speaking to you, as he's speaking to you, as he's speaking to you, day by day, night by night, what you don't know and you can't see is that your spiritual level begins to change. Is that your gaze for the anointing begins to rise. I see you rising to another level. I see you rising to another level. Listen, all the pastors I've raised here, they went to no Bible school. No Bible school. All the pastors I've raised here. And I'm talking to you now. As we're having service, some people are having it somewhere. Others are having it as a shaman. Others are having it as a agape. These pastors are very, very strong pastors. I have pastors here who preaches. And ask them, none of them have been to any Bible school. They have been with me hearing the anointed word. Not because we are against Bible school. Even here, I've started Bible school for them. But they started preaching before they started the Bible school. They started praying for the sick before they started the Bible. They started casting out devils. Sometimes I just sit at the back, watch my sons and daughters who are casting out devils. And I'm like, that's the anointing. That's the anointing. That's the power. I see my son prophesying. And I said, wow. People I met who were nowhere close to ministry, today they see visions, they are prophesying, they are raising ministries. Ministries are growing in their hands. All our territories, all our ministries, they are handled by people who are anointed, who are growing their ministries. Why? They are connected to the anointing. I don't always take people to any ritual. All that I do is to speak for them to listen. So anytime you come here to have a chance to listen to the anointing, as I'm speaking now, there is impartation of the Spirit. As I'm speaking now, there's a transferring of the Spirit. As I'm speaking now, there is a healing power being transferred. As I'm speaking now, their preaching power is being transferred. As I'm speaking now, their teaching power is being transferred. As I'm speaking now, revelational knowledge being transferred. As I'm speaking now, the anointing to do church being transferred. The anointing to start business being transferred. The anointing to own properties being transferred. Receive it! Say the anointing. It is in the anointing. The anointing is in the anointing. It's in the anointing. It's in the anointing. How did Elisha get the anointing? It was in the anointing. How did Joshua get the anointing? It is in the anointing. So when you find the anointing, you will get the anointing. The anointing is in the anointing. If you can listen to the anointing. Anytime I'm going for crusade, I lock myself for weeks praying, waiting on God. And all that I do is to slot in and watch my anointed man, Bishop Charles Nassari and Bishop Dark. Watch healings. Just that's all I do. I watch healings, miracles, and I'm praying. And as I'm watching, what am I doing? I'm charging. I'm charging my healing ministry. I'm charging it. I'm charging it. No wonder when I get to the field, miracles that I saw in the video begin to happen over there. Because the anointing is transmitted by the words I keep hearing. I keep hearing there is a miracle here. And when I also go, I also hear there is a miracle here. I keep hearing miracles are happening there. Miracles are happening there. When I also get to the field, I also say miracles are happening there. Why? Because the anointing entered whilst I was watching, whilst I was hearing, whilst I was sitting under the anointing, whilst I was in church listening to them. That is why I live here all the way. This February, I'm going to Winneba. I'm just going to sit under Bishop Charles in his camp here in his town. We're just going to sit there. What am I going to do? I'm going to charge my battery.
going to charge my battery. I'll pay and go and take hotel and charge my battery and I'll come back. You have an opportunity to be in church and you are sleeping at home. You don't know what you are doing. You will not be anointed. You will not be anointed. You live here and all that you do is that, okay, today I went to church. I heard a message. That's it. You must hear it again. Say, I must hear it again. That's why you must take the recordings. That's why you must download them when they come to the page. That's why you must go to the back desk there to the media and tell them that I brought my pen up or I brought my phone. Transfer at least 10 messages. This week, every day I'll listen to two. Every day I'll listen to two. Every day I'll listen to two. If you try that thing, very soon, when you are talking to your friends, they will say, you, are you a pastor? Because very soon, the way you talk will start changing. The things you will start saying will start changing. When I'm talking to them about things, they will be surprised. They will be like, how come you know this? You know, you've not been to the Bible school. But the secret is that you are connected to the anointing. You are connected to the anointing. You are connected to the anointing. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. As he spoke to me. As he spoke to me. As he spoke to me. The spirit. The spirit. The spirit. Shout entered. The spirit sound entered. The spirit entered. As you go back to hear the messages, as you go back to soak the messages with your earphones, as you are going to work, as you are in your shop, as you are in your class, as you are on your break, as you are on your bed, as you are sleeping, and instead of having bad dreams, you'll be hearing the message at the background, and all of a sudden you will see that your life is practicing in the dream what the message is saying. Your life is being charged up. Am I speaking to somebody at all? An anointing is coming into you. He that is dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you set yourself under the anointing, under the anointing, you'll be covered by the anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says that once has God spoken, but twice, in other words, more than once, have I heard it. So when you hear it in church, you must hear it in your kitchen. You must hear it in your house. You must hear it in the church. You must hear it at your office. Once has it been preached here, but 13 times, 20 times, you must listen to it. The power belongs to God. That means that power must be listened to over and over in order for it to find manifestation in your life. Am I speaking to people that are walking out of this place to bully the devil, to deal with the devil, to deal with the devil, to handle demons? I give you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Receive that power. Receive that power. Some of you, when you take the Bible, you don't see anything. You take the Bible, you are reading, read like storybook. What you need is to be connected to the anointing. See, one of the anointings I have is the anointing of revelation. When I take the Bible, I can take just one verse. I can preach to you in weeks. So anytime I'm preaching, my messages are very long. I can take one point and I will talk, sir, and everything I'm saying to you is making sense. We call it revelational knowledge. How will you also get it, Mr. Young Man? How will you get it, Mr. Young Woman? You can only get it when you get connected to the anointed. So that as you are listening to the revelations, they will start building you up to also possess that gift for your eyes to open into the scriptures. Are you following me? Are you following me? How many of you want to be anointed this year? You must listen to the messages. Some of you are even on the church page. We put it there. You don't even download. You don't. It's a pity. Maybe you didn't know the reason. But today I'm telling you that if you be a powerful Christian to be able to handle your life and succeed in life and in ministry, you need to be listening to messages. Where I am now, I still listen to messages. I still listen to messages. And even when I preach, I still listen to my own message again because I also want to catch the declarations for myself. You are not the only one who must be blessed. Every God is speaking to rescue. Me too, I'm a first member of rescue. So me too, I must listen to it and also shout amen. And yet, a lot of you don't want to listen. Amen.
but you are living here transformed. I said you are living here changed. You are living here changed. Hallelujah. The last thing is consistent atmosphere of spiritual songs. I'm closing with that. If you want to be anointed, you cannot be listening to worldly songs. You cannot. Say, I cannot. The last time you ever connected yourself worldly songs should be your today. Because you didn't know. Some of you still on your phones, you have worldly songs. It's a pity. It's a pity for you to finish eating well only to go and drink DDT. And you wonder why you are not growing well. And you wonder why you are dying. Oh, but I ate a balanced diet. You ate a balanced diet only to go and drink gutter water. Water from the gutters. And you are surprised that you are not doing well. Your health is failing. You are surprised you are backsliding. Listen to me. Every music, write it down, is made up of two things. Music is made up of two things. Music is made up of words and made up of beat or rhythm, whatever you call it. Music is made up of words and then rhythm. Now, the words in the music, words already, we have explained that words transmit spirit and life. So if the words is talking about sex, lust, my girlfriend, my this, the spirit behind it will be what? The spirit of lust. It's automatic. When the song is talking about like those cool songs, talking about I miss you and love and hold me and speak to my heart and touch me close and touch me softly and blow kiss into the air. The words are communicating. They are passing on a spirit. You'll see that a very simple, good Christian lady will start listening to those songs and will start feeling lonely. Start feeling like someone should love me too. Someone should say these sweet things to me. Because as you are feeding on those cool music, the spirit of lust is being transferred into your spirit. Without you knowing, you are innocent, but you are dying innocently. Don't people drink DDT without knowing? Don't people eat food poison innocently like that, but they still die? Ignorant of the law is not an exemption. If you like, go and touch live wire, you understand the grammar I just spoke. Maybe you are trying, I don't understand. Go and touch live wire. Whether the live wire will tell you that you don't know it is live wire, it will kill you. Then when you go to hell, you'll go and take explanation. Maybe go and read science, electricity, for you to understand. So whether you know worldly music were killing you or not, today I've told you. They are made up of words. You see, words can make you or break you. That's why when someone comes to talk to you, you can get angry. Just the words brought the spirit of anger into you. You were laughing, then someone said something. Then all of a sudden, your mood has changed. What happened? The word the person said, there's a spirit behind that is called the spirit of anger. So the spirit entered into you. Why did he talk to me like that? But you were very happy. You can be. You see, that's why when you go to funeral, the spirit over there is the spirit of sorrow. So when you go to funeral programs, you see that the songs that are sung there, Mammy, what did I ask you? About I'm sorry, no matter how happy, if that day is even your birthday, you'll be sad. True or not true? No, am I communicating? Even if that day you had your lotto, lucky, banker to banker, sure, and you clocked, and you find yourself in that atmosphere where people are talking about sorrowful things, the spirit behind those words, because words are pulse. And they communicate spirits. Be it good spirit or bad spirit, they will communicate a spirit. So you see that they communicate the spirit of sorrow, the spirit of joy, the spirit of laugh, the spirit of want to have sex. Those kind of things, they are words. They are able to communicate it. So when you go and they are singing those kind of songs, you see that all of a sudden you feel like also doing it. You watch the music videos, you feel like also having those girls, those guys also doing exactly, and that's what is destroying our youth. The words in the songs. The words I speak to you, they are spirit. So the words they are also speaking, they are spirit, but this time around they are evil spirits. Are you hearing me? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. I'm closing, please. I'm closing. But I have to do this before I close. Because a lot of you, that's your way out of the anointing. You come and you pray, you go back, even your ringtone. Those days there was a song which became very popular. Sashi wo. It's your ringtone. Sister Christian.
the Christianity ebeyeyeni. Whilst you are always listening to one your ways, Ajua, one your ways. Hey!
I heard some reason.
Mandi Labahada. The song say me penu forum. Hey! So now these are the songs you listen to. But you, if young gentleman, you are listening to me. Why would you start doing Christology? Why would you? You will start it. Because that's the prophecies over your life. Me pay. It's who you're innocent said then. Very soon, over pay. Just a matter of time. It's serious, oh. Worldly songs. They communicate all sorts of things. Why don't you sing a worldly song in church? Stop arguing your mind. Why don't you sing it in church when you come? The reason why you don't sing it in church is because you know that the Holy Spirit cannot move when such songs are sung. See, it doesn't attract the Holy Spirit. I'm gonna check my car. It doesn't attract the Holy Spirit. It can only attract an evil spirit. So when you come to church, you don't. When we come to church, no matter, you see, the whole place is dry. But by the time we start singing worship, don't you see that the place change, the atmosphere change? When you are in your kitchen and you start singing, oh we mami, God me agode, now no, now we, the jimmy kwa. Oh, grandma, oh, oh, oh. You see, maybe you might have come back from armed robbery attack. But the moment you start singing that song, your mood starts changing. Because the spirit of the song starts driving away the armed robbery spirit to say that, ah, that's my son. To be coming back. It will be coming back. When we're in church, we're saying, some of you will be crying. I love you, Jesus. The ladies, amen. Oh, amen, ladies. Your crocodile tears. Oh, Jesus. Then they get home. When they get home, what is there? There's one they sang for the ladies. So the song B that has come, think they sang for ladies. I think the lady was complaining. He said, well, I'll date your father. And then you get to the house, your room, your mother is playing, I'll date your father. And you get there and you are taking off your dress or you are removing it, I'll date your father. You see that all the anointing you came with, all of a sudden, it disappears. The Holy Spirit hates worldly songs. So all of a sudden, you start feeling carnal. You won't hear God speak to you. You won't feel God at all. Whether it is the radio playing, who owns the radio? Pastor, I'm not the one who plays the song. It's the radio. You have the power to quench the radio set. So quench it. Change it. The radio doesn't control you. You control it. So change it. If it is giving you poison, you will not sit there and say that Achayenchwente, leave the place and go and see someone. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you excuse yourself and say, Pastor, as for this, I'm not the one playing it. And me too, I can't remove my house from here. You can't remove your house. So if where you are staying, people are smoking, the smoke is entering, and you are inhaling the 5%, the 5%, the 5%. Very soon, won't you fall sick? And so, if you leave and go and sit somewhere so that you can have fresh air before you come back, and you will not do that for worldly music, and you say that, be there. That is why the Holy Spirit never comes into your room. You see that when you sleep, you only have bad dreams. Yes, because most of the times you even sleep with cool music, worldly music, bad music. Sacred here is your profile picture. Shatawale is your screensaver. Am I saying something? Yeah. Worldly music is very, very powerful. Bible says, speaking one to another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making music to the Lord in your heart. If a Christian would sing, these are the options you have. Option one, your song is it psalm. Freedom, is it psalm? Is it psalm? Oh, I know my level. Is it psalm? Is it psalm? Is it him?
I want to get some of the songs that are out there.
Is he this guy? I think he's also becoming popular. Is it Eugene, that guy? Is it a hymn? His songs. Those his love songs. I got to the filling station the last time to go and buy fuel. And when I entered into the tea shop to get ice cream for so there are some children in my house. Entered the tea shop to get, I heard them playing a certain song. Then the radio presenter said, a new track from Kwame Oje. And it was a love song. Is it a hymn? Not him, but that's what you love. That's your favorite. And the girls like those songs. Somehow they like those songs. The guys love the song about sex, and the girls love the song about love. Is this spiritual songs? I need wings to fly. Is this spiritual songs? West like, is this spiritual songs? But it's a slow song, it's like worship. Is it still spiritual song? No. Is it Asan? Tell the option, okay, Asan. Is it melody to the Lord? The song they are singing, are they singing it to the Lord? No. They are not singing it to the Lord. So if you are a child of God, that is why demons can attack. Some of you are just a demon will just attack you rough. Just like that, the pardon. And see, one of the secret to certain sicknesses is connected to worldly music. I'm telling you. Certainly, if the atmosphere you are in, the atmosphere is polluted, fighting, worldly music. See that if children are in such an atmosphere, they easily fall sick. People fall sick there. People have bad news. Bad things happen in a place where the Spirit of God is not there. And it can even lead to your dreams. My prayer for you is that as you are living here, you will go with this understanding. I said you will go with this understanding. Tell somebody, stay away from worldly songs. That is why I said buy an earphone. Buy an earphone. Wherever I go, I have earphone with me. I learned that early in life because I realized I wanted to save myself. Because the world will not help you. It's everywhere, poison. But Bible says we are the chosen ones, selected from them. So we have to separate us. How? I decided that, okay, I'll use the earphone mechanism. Wow. So when I come out of my room, I sit in a car. I said that public transport. Now I'm put there by the grace of God. Me, myself, I listen to what I want. But if you are still using public transport, you need your earphones. When you sit inside and they are playing their song, you also play your own song. By the time they are playing their songs, they're having erections, you are speaking in tongues. Yes. But you are in the same car, you will see that you are different. Everywhere you are listening to message soaking spiritual songs, listening to message soaking spiritual songs. You will be like Psalm 1 verse 3. Give me Psalm 1 verse 3. Bible says that he shall be. Ah. So every day you are in the presence of God. Some of you, the only place you hear gospel is church. How will you be anointed? Never. But if you start using the earphone and mechanism, I'm telling you, wherever you find yourself, the Holy Spirit will be with you. Very soon you start seeing visions, you start hearing the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Do this. Your dreams will change. All these cockroaches chasing you in your dream, it will stop. Yeah, some of you sleep and then demons come to have sex with you. They come and have sex with you. Because you see, the background music on that day, they too, they were in love. They came. The background music is slow, like Kwabra Kwabra, called it slow motion. Amen. He will be like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatsoever he does, will prosper. The tree that will have this, no dry leaves, no off season, the tree that will enjoy it is a tree that is planted by the river, not the tree that is in a farm. Somebody have to come and water. That's the one some of you come to church and you go. You come to farm and you go. But there are some of us that we live in the presence of God every day. Yes, we create the presence. It's in our ears. So the world can be listening to something, we listen to another thing. So always God is speaking to us. Clap your two hands and rise up to your feet. I'm even giving you an assignment. Everybody take your phone. Take your phone right now. And call someone who is standing by you. Let us see your caller tune. Call someone, call someone. Call someone. Call someone. Tell somebody, sister, this is a prophetic instruction. I have to call you. Some of you, you hear what will be there. Some of you, one corner. That's what will come. Oh, I want to hear. Call someone and give me the phone. Let me listen. Hey! Some of you is Kabna. Some of you too is there are three. One is a gospel song, two are worldly songs. And then the last assignment. I'm giving you homework. When you go to school, they give you homework. The last assignment, check your phone. Whether you see any poison there and save yourself when you live here. Delete all those poisons from your phone. Lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.